Power FM Breakfast with Nix.
All right, he is joining me on the line. He is the most wanted man in Australia at the moment. Well, he is going to be after tonight's premiere, Blake the Bachelor. Mate, how are you this morning?
G'day, Nix. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How about yourself?
I am very well, all the better for speaking to you, my friend. Now, first of all, Blake, I need to ask, you are currently the most wanted man in Australia. Why are you single? What's going on? I've seen the photos, buddy.
Well, it's maybe just been a bit unlucky in love, I think, Nix. I haven't found the right person in the wrong time, but also a bit selfish. Mm. I think in the past I wanted to focus on my own career and you know, goals, I guess, singularly in life, and get to that stage where you think, you know, I need to get out of that box.
Blake, you do realise that by admitting to women around Australia that you have been selfish, and by just admitting that, you've just melted hearts.
Really?
It takes so much strength for a guy to say, you know what, I was selfish, now it's time for me to find love. Oh!
Wow, I'll take that, thank you. Absolutely. And I'm through the whole thing, it's just being upfront and honest. I know, and it's great, it's refreshing that we actually can. In this environment, you don't have to hold back, it's brilliant.
Why the decision to go on The Bachelor? I mean, okay, you're single, have been a bit unlucky in love, maybe things haven't worked out, but where did you make the decision, hey, let's go on a TV show?
When I looked at the last season, I did my homework, and I saw that Tim and Anna were still going strong. I think they've just moved in together, very much in love. Apparently he dotes completely over her. So, and I just thought, well, look, it's genuine. This is real. This can absolutely work. The process works. Why not give this a go?
Well, it certainly does. I mean, even the US Bachelor has had a very high success rate as well. Even Babies on the Way, which I know is something that you're eventually looking down the track of.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, that's something that is going to be one of the questions I put to the girls and see if they're in that frame of mind as well. Because I'm at that stage now where I'd love to. But in the next few years, it's not a prerequisite of the
so now we've met, let's go.
Gross. Yeah, that's it. Well, you know, we've got time. No, it's one of those things. It has to be organic, but definitely in my future would love to.
All right, so what are you looking for in a lady?
That is the question, and if I completely knew it, I think, you know, I maybe would have found it, but it's a combination of things, you know, it's the good personality, the kindness, the sense of humour, and it's something I'm discovering as time goes on in this experience as well. There are other traits that have come out, you know, whether it be a confidence or it's a nurturing side or it's a caring, or the ones that stick up maybe for those being bullied, and different traits, I go, yep, you know what, that's fantastic, and it's just finding it, trying to narrow that down from the 24 women available.
24 ladies looking for your love. Do you believe in love at first sight, Blake?
You know what, I didn't. I believed it's love at first hindsight. I believe that you have that feeling and you don't quite know what it is, but it's a very intense chemistry.
Love at first hindsight. That is such a good phrase.
I just think it's true. You have that. You don't really know. I don't know if you can really say, you know what, yes, I did, but it's a big, big feeling. It's a powerful chemistry. And then you can look back at it and go, yeah, you know what, we did, didn't we? That's kind of cute. But, yeah, there's definitely some big connections made with the girls from the very first night.
Oh, looking forward to seeing that. Now, if you had to describe yourself in just a couple of phrases, what would you say?
tall, dark, and funny.
Sign me up.
I'll go with that one.
Perfect. That'll be your online profile if you were going that way. Now, look, we are looking at The Bachelor. It launches tonight. Are you a little bit nervous about your friends and family watching you through this?
Oh, God. Look, my good mates, my close boys, I've been sucked in because they're going to have to watch me, you know. In their eyes, it'll look awkward kissing other girls. but they're pumped. They're absolutely amped for it. It's their wives that are a little bit sceptical because of the fact they loved it last season. They were watching The Bachelor all the time, and they've said to my close mates, it sucks because now they can't actually perv on The Bachelor. That would just be weird. and granted. But look, they've all been supportive, and I just think, you know, have a laugh. I'm happy that they can see some of these adventures I'm going on, and every date is an adventure. Like it's being romantic to the max. You've got the sky's the limit in terms of what you want to do and what you can do, and I've taken advantage of that completely when they said, well, give us some ideas. I went, you sure about that? Because I've got a pretty active imagination, and I've just found kind of outlet where they've absolutely run with that. So it's a lot of fun.
So you actually get to come up with some of these dates.
Yeah, definitely. They sat me down even before, I think it was even just before they let me know that I was going to be the next bachelor, and they said, give us some of your date ideas. You know, we want to know how romantic you can be, how creative you can be, and the sky's sort of the limit. We do have a budget, but just go crazy at the same time. And
that's the ultimate.
Well, it is. It's a Charlie's Chocolate Factory of dating. You can come up with whatever, and they'll try their hardest to make it happen. And I thought that was fantastic. I didn't want to sit back and just, ride along with it and appear on a date with the girl and not know anything about what's happening. I want to know that, especially at the end of it, because I can say, I helped with that. That was part of my idea. I sat down with them and I really wanted us to try to do this and that, and we go on with a relationship afterwards. That's a big thing, I think, to me, being upfront about that as well.
I think that's a really good point, because I think a lot of people are skeptical with these types of shows that it's an unnatural environment that you're in. But the fact that you've actually had a say in these dates is reflective of your personality.
Definitely, definitely. I think that's why they really wanted me to have that input, and they encouraged it. They've been so supportive with it, which is fantastic. It just helps.
Blake, can you get us a little insight as to any of the dates yet, or keeping them all under wraps?
You've only got a few hours to wait.
I know.
I
can't wait. I love The Bachelor. It's my favourite show on TV.
Power FM Breakfast with Nix.
All right, Blake from The Bachelor, favourite colour?
Ooh, I'm going to say blue today.
Blue today, green tomorrow? What's the difference?
Yeah, no, it alternates, between black, blue and sometimes white. But blue, I'd say, is one of my faves.
There we go. All right, this is a bit of a tricky one, but it's for the ladies out there. Favourite Disney princess?
Oh, wow.
I don't like to ask the normal questions, Blake.
Yeah, no, that's taken out. Disney princess. Let's see, who was great back in the day? Snow White was pretty cute, but you got to go Beauty and the Beast.
Belle from Beauty and the Beast, winning. Yep. 10 points for that one. The fact that you even know Beauty and the Beast is like 10 points on the scoreboard, but that you go for Belle, 100%. My favourite, there you go. All right, Blake, Speedos or Boardies?
Boardies.
Whew, thank goodness for that. How do you take your coffee?
I'm preferring the long Mac, to be honest.
Very smooth.
Gets it going. There's no sugar coating it. Just go home, pretty much.
Are you a bit of a home handyman?
I can be, yeah, if it needs be. But actually, what did I last put up? I put up some curtains. I felt, mildly chuffed at that. The sun to fix, I just think, get out, go get it done. And Bunnings is a place that you can get lost in for hours.
I love Bunnings. I love it.
Good fun.
It is a very good place to spend your weekends. On that note, Blake, we don't actually know, what do you do for a profession? Are you allowed to say that?
I work in real estate, so sell houses and auctioneer.
You do, there you go. And all right, the next one, this is a key way to any lady's heart. Do you have a good home-cooked dish that you're good at whipping up?
Good question. I love making my seafood risotto.
Are you serious? You can make seafood risotto?
Yeah, it's
That's
great.
That's impressive.
Between you and I, it's not that hard. But we're getting it right. It does take a bit of finessing, but that's my favourite if I'm doing the... Depends how healthy I'm being. I've since learned, while growing older, stacking on the carbs at night isn't always the way to keep lean.
But it's a nice romantic meal on the couch,
I think a beautiful Italian meal, you can't go past that. A couple of candles, some music, really, what beats it?
Oh, you're the ultimate romantic. All right, have you had any success with pickup lines, Blake? Have they ever worked for you?
No, I don't believe in them. Honestly, don't. I've got some mates that use them, and it's more funny. Like I don't think you go with a straight face and use a pickup line.
No.
But just go with a smile and have a chat, have a laugh, and just be organic. Don't try to be, premeditated, rehearsed or anything like that.
VB, Tui's or Forex if you had to choose your beer?
I'd go the Chewies.
Oh, good choice, good choice. All right, pizza or nachos?
Oh, pizza.
And your all-time favourite movie?
All-time favourite movie? Oh, wow, okay, now we're taking it. I don't know. I've just watched Silver Linings recently, and I thought that was hilarious.
It's
brilliant. But to your all-time favourite, can we go with a childhood one?
Absolutely. You can do whatever you want, mate.
All right. Growing up, the tape that I wore out, much to my...
I love that you've said tape. Love it.
Yeah, it was.
The VHS.
Back here. I'm an 80s baby.
Yeah, me too.
That I wore out was Mary Poppins. Mum bought it for me one year and watched it over and over. And then finally the tape disintegrated as it does. And Mum was so happy that that was the end of it. It was over. She watched it enough. And we went to see Granddad on the Gold Coast for that Christmas. And what do you think Granddad got me for Christmas? Yes.
Tape. Awesome. All right, Blake. And to wrap it up, if you're looking for a Spice Girl, you're going sporty, ginger, baby, posh, or scary Spice?
I had the biggest crush on Baby Spice.
Oh, yay. She is the best.
She's just such a cutie. That was me. All right. Well, my mates were all going for posh, but no, baby was mine.
Now, Blake, I just have one quick question for you before we wrap up. If you're in the supermarket and you run into somebody that you think looks attractive, what would you say? Would you say anything? Do you have any smooth moves like, hey, how are those bananas going in your trolley today?
No, maybe. See, Nix, where were you when I was, actually back out there in the world being single? Because I could have really used those tips. I've always wondered what's the perfect line to say at the supermarket. It is a bit of a funny one. You don't want to be one of those sleazy guys that's cracking onto someone as they're looking at the watermelons. I mean, that's just a bit tough, isn't it? But look, a simple g'day and a hello if we're in that situation. Make a joke about something. But I think it has to be, once again, it can't be premeditated. If I caught someone's eye and they looked at me and gave me that little bit of a smile, it's okay to maybe say something, sure, go with it.
Yeah, you got to look for those signs, don't you? Mate, I am the ultimate wingman.
Cameron, all the time. Well, there's still time. Like, it is still going.
But it is.
Maybe if you watch it, can you give me some feedback? Because I don't get to see everything that goes on in the mansion.
Like, I will be watching this. Like, I have literally watched every episode of any Bachelor that has ever run. I sit on YouTube and watch The Bachelor. It is almost tragic how much I love The Bachelor. And I love analysing all of the people and go, oh, yeah, the chemistry's there. Oh, no, she's playing a bad card. Oh, he's doing all right there. I'm terrible.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Blake.
Well, coming to you for advice throughout, okay?
Anytime, buddy. Give me a buzz. I will gladly be a wing girl for you.
Thank you. That just makes me feel so much better. Thank you.
Blake, of course, tonight it kicks off 7:30. I can't wait. I will be watching it. I'll be following it, social mediaing it, you name it, I'll be doing it. Buddy, I can't wait to see it happen and those first impression roses go out. But we've got to know each other now. Would you have given me a rose?
At hello, Nick. At hello. You had me with your pickup lines and your supermarket suggestions.
No, I'm just the ultimate wing girl.
You are.
Blake from The Bachelor, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck. We can't wait to follow your journey.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.